News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It is that dreaded time of the year for parents and even more so for kids, as back to school is just around the corner. It's especially difficult for those children navigating the change from primary to secondary school. Colman Nocter is a child psychotherapist. He's been writing about this in his Irish Examiner column and is with us now. Morning, Colman. It can be a big change for kids, can't it?
It is. It's a big change for every child. You know, obviously some more than others, but, you know, any change brings with it a degree of vulnerability. And the move from being so familiar to the primary school, you know, you've one teacher all day and all year, and then that massive change into the bustling chaos of secondary school. You have to know 10 different teachers. You have to navigate the geography of a new building, and doing this with peers that are maybe twice your size and have beards, or, you know, so it's a daunting experience for every child. And, you know, the first years are typically, you know, kind of small and innocent as they arrive into that big institution. So, it's a lot. It's a lot for them to manage, and they have to make friendships, learn, and do all that at the same time.
At the same time, exactly. I mean, it's funny that you go from being king of the castle, the biggest children in school, to being the smallest in school, and it being so apparent that you are at the bottom of the pecking order. But it's not all about size. It's about that interaction with new friends. I mean, we're all kind of vulnerable when we're in that period when we're 12 and 13 anyway. Being forced in with a group of new peers doesn't help.
No, it doesn't. And I think it's especially difficult for young people now rather than years ago. We're seeing kind of the first groups of children who didn't grow up on the road, you know. So this idea of kind of spontaneous social contact, and that many young people, and they've had the disruption of pandemics and everything as well, so their social and emotional development would not be, in my experience, what it would have been a few years ago. So that those simple, and tech communication as well, kind of that interruption as well, that just that the nuance of being able to read social cues, being able to introduce yourself, being able to shoot the breeze, have conversations, that's a much bigger struggle for young people now than it was maybe 5-6 years ago. And so from that perspective, I think they probably need a bit more scaffolding and, you know, and help with those introductions. It's not to mollycoddle them. I think something about the kind of autonomy of first year allows them to mature. And, you know, as parents, we have to step back and allow them to make mistakes and figure things out. That's part and parcel.
Oh, hang on. That's the hard thing. Mammy and daddy stepping back when they can see a mistake either after happening or about to happen. But they're not given any credit by a 13-year-old. So when is the right time for mum and dad to actually intervene?
Well, I have this idea of this concept called surmountable stress. So a child that can get through something and they can get overcome it, they should be left to kind of manage that themselves. Now, that can be difficult. Children with additional needs, etc., if they're struggling, if there's any kind of hint of bullying or something like that, that's fairly sinister, and I would be intervening at that level. But getting lost, going from class to class, forgetting a book, mixing up their timetables, maybe those kind of functional structures, I would, you know, and as parents, you may have had access to the primary school teacher before, but in secondary school, you're not going to have that level of influence. And it as difficult as it may seem, the idea of stepping back and allowing a child to master those challenges themselves, there's nothing builds their kind of self-worth and confidence more than mastering something on their own. Mm-hmm. You know, there's that sense of I managed that, or I got that. And there is, like, from the start of first year, my eldest lad has just come, he's going into second year, he's just gone through this. And the difference in him from September last year to now is remarkable in terms of his autonomy and his ability. It wasn't without its challenges. He got lost plenty and had wrong books and went to the wrong locker and everything else. But the idea of that maturity and the autonomy of being able to go down to the shop himself, get his own rolls, manage his budget of a few quid that he has going in the morning, that is remarkable, as well as he's nearly the height of me now, you know.
Yes, that does help, of course. The height will follow in. I mean, the other bit of advice that I always gave to my kids was you don't have to be friends with everybody. And because you're in a bigger school now, you're going to meet people who you're not going to get on with. And that's okay too.
And I suppose that the anonymity of you know, the 120 in your year or something allows you to kind of function. There's a lot of concerns parents would have if there was a problem with a peer in primary school and then they go into secondary school. There's a kind of an anonymity that dilutes that intensity, which is good for the child. But with the anonymity can come a bit of invisibility as well. So, there's a double-edged sword to all of these experiences. Some children going in with friends from primary school, that's very good for the first few weeks, but it may prohibit them from branching out and meeting new friends later on in the year. A child going in who doesn't know anyone in that school may have to kind of branch in and make these. So there's again, all of these things are double-edged swords. But from the point of view of that social communication, I think in secondary school, we do a great job of that in transition year. Yes. I hear lots of young people saying in transition year, they got mixed into new groups. There was lots of group activities and they actually made connections with people in the year they never met before. I'd love to see a transition year model being brought in where the first years get more opportunity to kind of supported mixing, if that makes any sense.
And finally, Coleman, the last question is, the first instinct of a lot of parents will be to rush into the school and say, my little Johnny is this, that and the other. Presumably, they should keep the powder dry rather than rushing in at every opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you should never think that advocating for your child will work against them. And I think a lot of parents are hesitant about that for that reason. If it's something that has you've concerns around bullying, exclusion, or something around a learning need that they're not being met, that is something you nip in the bud. But for the functional stuff about getting lost, not really acclimatizing as neatly as they would like to the environment, let them have the struggle, let them overcome it, let them master it. And they will. They'll feel better after they manage it themselves.
Okay, Coleman Nocter. Still a big change for those who are making it, and we wish them the best of luck when they go back, probably next week, some going back this week. But can you remember that transition yourself, or can you remember when your kids did it? 53106 for a cost of 30 cent, 087-1400-106 for your WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.